After my heart attack, cash from ActiveCare meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from ActiveCare meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is ActiveCare? ActiveCare is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. ActiveCare gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get ActiveCare for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called ActiveCare. ActiveCare is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with ActiveCare, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. ActiveCare is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get ActiveCare for cash, choice, and control. Visit colonialpenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit colonialpenn.com.
Lightbackmedia.com. My name is Willie Lawson, and we've got a lot to get to this Monday morning. A lot to get to. We hope that you had a great weekend, that you did what I told you to do on Friday, that you got out a little bit, that you enjoyed yourself. They told us that there were two hurricanes bearing down on the state of Florida. As it turned out, both Marco and Laura this weekend were a non-event here in Florida, really. Marco has gone, it's a little bit north of where I am. And Laura is trying to make its way around Cuba, and it's probably going to make landfall either in Texas or in Louisiana. A little bit of rain, some clouds here, but nothing to really, you know, worry about. We're talking about a Cat 1 storm. Yes, Cat 1 storms can cause damage, and often do, and may even cause loss of life in certain situations. However, everything here is in degrees. We are, you know, you can hardly get a Floridian out of bed for a Cat 1 storm. I mean, you can't. So that's it. That's just how it is here. It's a lot like people who live where it snows. You know, 2 inches of snow on the ground in Tampa is a complete nightmarish disaster. 2 inches of snow in some places in the country is a horrible disappointment, and a heat wave and evidence of global climate change. So it just depends on where you are. And one of the things that we don't get our panties in a twister about are hurricanes. I think most of us will start to prepare a little bit when we start talking about the possibility of a Cat 3 storm or sometimes a really strong Cat 2 storm. But a Cat 1 storm or a tropical storm, most of us are like, it's going to rain. It's going to rain a little bit. We have a little wind. We'll be okay. You're not even going to have evacuations except for in low-lying areas for a Cat 1 storm. I mean, areas that are prone to flood, you might have suggested or requested evacuations. But widespread evacuations for a Cat 1 storm, nah. Shelters won't be, there's no talk about having shelters open or any of that kind of stuff. No one's really worried about losing power or anything, because it's a tropical storm or a Cat 1 storm. So, to let everybody know, we're fine here. Everything's good. it is funny when you hear from y'all up north and go, "Oh my God, you guys are going to get two hurricanes." 2020, another major disappointment. Another major disappointment. Not even one, let alone two. So, all right, we're going to talk about a couple of things today. We're going to talk about there is a another treatment for those that have COVID-19. I'm going to talk about that. A plasma treatment that'll hopefully help people who are in hospital who are suffering. Sorry about this chair. If you want to donate to get me a new chair, that'd be very cool. But because this one makes way too much noise. It sounds like my back when I get up in the morning. But in any case, so people who are suffering in hospital from COVID-19 to take plasma from people who are recovering, who already had it, and have antibodies in their plasma, and using that plasma to help people who are in hospital who are sick. So the FDA and President Trump have gotten together for this emergency usage approval for this. And we're going to talk a little bit about that when we get back. And we're going to talk about a story that is kind of troubling, really. There was a little boy, literally a little boy, a seven-year-old, who was out in front of the DNC convention. He's kind of out there by himself, really. And he's got like a Donald Trump hat on. He's got like a Make America Great Again hat. And it looks like two teenagers or somebody who are in their 20s basically stole his hat from him and physically accosted him. So we'll talk a little bit about that and how that's working out for them. Not so good. But in any case, and maybe a couple other stories today if we have time for it. Thank you ever so much for tuning in this morning here on the Morning Report. The Morning Report is available pretty much everywhere. It's available on Spotify and Spreaker and CastBox and Deezer and iTunes and Google Podcasts and Apple Podcasts and iHeart.com. Everywhere. Oh, and you can go to tbctampa.com, and you look under media, and you'll see the Morning Report. You'll see my name, Willie Lawson, and then you click on that, and you'll see a list of the latest Morning Reports. There you go. Tune in. Catch up. Help us out. We'll be back right after these messages.
Do you care about black lives? The people that run Baltimore don't. I can prove it. Walk with me. They don't want you to see this. I'm Kim Klasick. This is Baltimore, the real Baltimore. This is the reality for black people every single day. Crumbling infrastructure, abandoned homes, poverty, and crime. Baltimore has been run by the Democrat Party for 53 years. What is the result of their decades of leadership? Baltimore is one of the top five most dangerous cities in America. The murder rate in Baltimore is 10 times the U.S. average. The Baltimore poverty rate is over 20%. Homicide, drug, and alcohol deaths are skyrocketing in our city. Do you believe Black Lives Matter? I do. The vast majority of crime in Baltimore is perpetrated against black people, who make up 60% of the population. So why don't we care about our communities? The Democrat Party have betrayed the black people of Baltimore. If the politicians walk the streets like I do, they would see exactly how their policies and corruption affects us. But they don't want to see it. They don't want you to see this. Go to any Baltimore neighborhood and ask this question. Do you want to defund the police?
No.
No.
Absolutely not.
I had three sons killed in Baltimore City. And I think if we defund the police office, it's going to be worse than that. So no, I'm opposed to that.
What are you going to defund the police for? Why? How do you defend your city, your community? Families are losing people.
It's not just Baltimore. The worst place for a black person to live in America is a Democrat-controlled city. It's 2020. Name a blue city where black people's lives have gotten better. Try. I'll wait. Look at this. How are children supposed to live here and play here? Democrats think black people are stupid. They think they can control us forever, that we won't demand better and that we'll keep voting for them forever, despite what they've done to our families and our communities. Are they right? I'm Kim Klasick, and I'm running for Congress because I actually care about black lives. All black lives matter. Our communities matter. Baltimore matters. And black people don't have to vote Democrat.
All right, welcome back to the Morning Report. Again, my name is Willie Lawson. One of the stories I want to talk about this, and this is from our friends at townhall.com. On yesterday, President Trump announced that the Federal Drug Administration has approved an emergency use authorization for a convalescent plasma to be used as treatment for the Wuhan coronavirus. The president says this: "Today, I'm pleased to make a truly historic announcement in our battle against the Chinese virus. Against the China virus that will save countless lives," President Trump said at a White House briefing on Sunday. "Today's action will dramatically increase access to this treatment. Through this treatment, those who have successfully recovered from the virus donate antibodies to those who are currently sick with the Wuhan coronavirus. Will receive the antibodies, which helps in their body to fight the virus." Now, this is not a cure. This is a therapeutic, hopefully getting people to recover and maybe recover quicker. Convalescent refers to anyone who is recovering from a disease. Plasma is the yellow liquid part of the blood that contains antibodies. Antibodies are proteins made by the body in response to infections. Convalescent plasma from patients who have already recovered from a coronavirus disease, 2019, COVID-19, may contain antibodies against COVID-19. Giving this convalescent plasma to hospitalized patients currently fighting COVID-19 may help them recover. So the FDA has issued an emergency use authorization for convalescent plasma to be used in hospitalized COVID-19 patients and is being investigated for treatments of COVID-19 because there is no approved treatment for the disease. Based on scientific evidence available, the FDA concluded that this product may be effective in treating COVID-19 and that the known and potential benefits of the product outweigh the known and potential risks of the product in hospitalized COVID-19 patients. So the idea is that now we're going to try this convalescent plasma, because it's worked before. According to the president, the Mayo Clinic received $48 million to test the efficacy of the treatment. It was discovered that the mortality rate is cut by 35%, which is considered a significant reduction. As of now, more than 100,000 people are currently enrolled to receive treatment. This could be a game changer. It's not a vaccine. It's a therapeutic. It's a treatment to use for people who are hospitalized. Now, what we also know is how this is a game changer, that fewer and fewer people are actually being hospitalized. The federal government has provided $237 million so the Red Cross can collect up to 350,000 units of plasma for fighting the Wuhan coronavirus. And if you've ever donated plasma, it's a little longer process than donating blood. And there are people who are willing to do this. A lot more people who are willing to do this than to take a vaccine. So this may be a game changer for those people who are in hospitals. According to Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar, he said this treatment has been tried and true in past pandemics. The treatment appears to be most effective for those under 80 who received plasma within the first 3 days of being diagnosed. This is a major advance in treatment of a patient, a major advance, as our emphasized. FDA Commissioner Stephen Hans said that the emergency use authorization allows physicians to continue to meet demands across the nation. The FDA plans to continue to gather data on the success of convalescent plasma, although the data they have currently collected shows the benefits outweigh the costs. Han pointed to 35% survival rate as evidence of that. This is good news. I don't know if I can say this is great news, but this is good news. And this is good news for people who are hospitalized, people who are in who are under 80, who are still in that percentage of people who succumb to the to the virus. According to the CDC, people from make sure I get this right, from 75 to 84, 22% of those people, 22.69% of those people die. So if you can bring that number down, people in those age groups from like 50 to 79, that's a good thing. That is a good thing. And that is good news. All right, we're going to be back with more of the Morning Report. The Morning Report is a production of FightBackMedia.com, 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 right after these messages.
We, the citizens of America, are now joined in a great national effort to rebuild our country and restore its promise for all of our people. Together, we will determine the course of America and the world for many, many years to come. We will face challenges. We will confront hardships. But we will get the job done. For too long, a small group in our nation's capital has reaped the rewards of government, while the people have borne the cost. The forgotten men and women of our country will be forgotten no longer. What truly matters is not which party controls our government, but whether our government is controlled by the people. Every decision on trade, on taxes, on immigration, on foreign affairs will be made to benefit American workers and American families. We must protect our borders from the ravages of other countries making our products, stealing our companies, and destroying our jobs. America will start winning again, winning like never before. At the bedrock of our politics will be a total allegiance to the United States of America. And through our loyalty to our country, we will rediscover our loyalty to each other. We must speak our minds openly, debate our disagreements honestly, but always pursue solidarity. Do not allow anyone to tell you that it cannot be done. No challenge can match the heart and fight and spirit of America.
Okay, welcome back. We were talking about COVID-19, and I came across an article from our friend Jim Hoft at Gateway Pundit. You might have heard it on Thursday or Friday, but our friend Mark Levin had an interview with Dr. Harvey Rich. He's a Yale School of Public Health epidemiologist professor. So I'm only a Facebook certified epidemiologist. So what do I know, right? But anyway, he is a noted epidemiologist, and he went on with Mark Levin on last night on the show Life, Liberty, and Levin. It's crazy. Yes, we're going to talk. I mean, we talked about the convalescent plasma treatment. So, but we're going to double back to, you know, I know your question was, why aren't we talking about hydroxychloroquine? Well, we're going to do that. What we found out is that 53 global studies show positive results with hydroxychloroquine on COVID-19. 53 global studies. 14 global studies show neutral or negative results with hydroxychloroquine. 10 of those 14 negative studies were patients in the very late stages of the disease. And what we learned is that you have to give it early, just like the convalescent plasma, within the first 3 days of hospitalization. Two of those negative studies were by the same doctor in Minnesota. One of those studies, used by Dr. Fauci from a Brazilian outlet, was completely debunked. The last study by Lancet was later found fraudulent and retracted. One of the studies that was negative about hydroxychloroquine was found to be fraudulent. And Lancet, which is like the European version of the New England Journal of Medicine, had to pull it. But Dr. Rich, if you didn't see it, and you can find the article on the GatewayPundit.com website, just sort of hit heavy. And I'm going to read some of his quotes. Let's see. Dr. Rich argues that Dr. Fauci is doing the same thing that he did with the AIDS virus, when AIDS came out. There was a antibiotic that had been around for a while that Dr. Rich says that could have saved a bunch of lives of AIDS patients. And a few activists actually went to Dr. Fauci at the National Institute of Health and the FDA at the time and asked for some procedural things so doctors could actually use it to save AIDS patients. Fauci said, basically, until you get a double-blind study, that's his gold standard. He's not improving anything. Well, so the activists left, and after a couple of years of raising money, most of it from people who were AIDS patients, they were able to do this study. And the problem was, see, this is something that we have to look at. The problem was that the antibiotic that they wanted to use was already generic. What that means is can't make any money from that. It's generic. Anybody can make it. As a matter of fact, everybody can make it. So one company can't make it and sell it for whatever they want to. Kind of like hydroxychloroquine. Right? But I digress. And in the meantime, AZT, yes, came out, and it wasn't a cure, but it was effective in a sense that they used it with other medications. You guys who know more about that will be able to fill in the blanks. But this is what he talks about here. Dr. Rich says, this has gone on before. We have Dr. Fauci denying any evidence of of benefits of hydroxychloroquine, and that's pervaded the FDA. The FDA has relied on Dr. Fauci and his National Institute of Health advisory groups to make the statement saying that there's no benefit in using hydroxychloroquine in outpatients. And this is counter to the fact of the case. The evidence is overwhelming. Dr. Fauci and the FDA are doing the same thing that was done in 1987, and that led to the death of hundreds of thousands of Americans that could have been saved by the usage of this drug. And it's the same thing the FDA has done. It's outrageous. People need to be writing or calling their congressmen or senators and complaining that this is not the way that a country should work. It is incredible, folks. It is absolutely phenomenally incredible. So please, please don't think that this is over. Or should be over. Yes, it's great, and I'm excited about the benefits from convalescent plasma, because that's something that works too. And should be cheap. And it should be cheap. And anybody who's recovered from COVID-19, which is a lot of people, should be able to donate plasma. Again, the plasma donation takes a little longer. It's a little bit more involved, because what they do is, and I only know a little bit about this, a teeny bit about this, because when my wife and I first got married, she worked at a blood bank. She worked at Southwest Florida Blood Bank. Yeah, they don't exist. They got bought by somebody else, but that's neither here nor there. What they do is they take your blood, and they go off another room, and they swish it around and draw off the plasma, and they give you back the blood. That's why it takes longer. And the plasma, that process takes a little longer. And yes, the blood banks and whomever, they sell it for a little bit more. But it's people do that all the time. People have plasma donated to, if you're a cancer patient or if you're are you dealing with a bone disease or whatever? So plasma is something that they do a lot. This isn't brand new, cutting edge technology. So that's good that that's going on. But if there is a therapeutic right now, we have 53 international studies saying that this particular drug is beneficial in the treatment of hydroxychloroquine. You have got to wonder out loud. Why the pushback? A lot of us already know. The last thing the left wants is for Trump to find the cure. The cure to COVID-19. That's the last thing that the left wants. That will ensure Trump victory in 70 days or so. That would ensure a Trump victory. We talked about a little bit about this 7-year-old boy on Thursday that was attacked right outside the DNC convention. The boy, Riley, was wearing his red MAGA hat. Riley was heard on the video begging his mother to dial 911. Get off my property. Are you going to destroy my property? A woman said to a masked Biden supporter. Yes, we are. The woman replied. One of the Biden supporters then grabbed the child's red MAGA hat and refused to give it back to the child. Are you kidding me? Well, how this went on is that these people were found and charged with a crime. The reason I'm talking about this is that the kid's fine. They didn't hurt him. He's fine. The mom's fine. No one got physically injured. But it is amazing. And we have to ask the question again. How empowered some of these people are. How they think in their brain, some of them, not all of them, obviously, that it's perfectly within the realm of okayness, appropriateness, that if I'm wearing a hat that they don't like. Hang on a second here. Can I find a hat? Yeah, I can find a hat. Give me just a second. For those of you who are listening to the podcast, who are wondering what I'm doing, it's because I'm making a video as well. What did I do with my hat? I have no idea with my hat. Where are my hat? I can't find my hat. In any case, so if I'm wearing a hat that you don't like, that you can physically accost me. That you can physically accost me. And in their brain, that is within the realm of appropriateness. We've seen the video where kids are sitting down, kid wearing a MAGA hat, and some idiot comes up to them and takes his hat and throws a drink at him. You physically accost me. That's going to be okay until someone gets shot. That's going to be okay until someone gets their face full of a 9mm. That you're going to grab the wrong person's hat, you're going to touch their person, and it's going to be the last mistake you make. We need to start telling people early that, if you can feel however you want about this or that, you can love Trump, you can hate Trump, whatever. But what you can't do, what's not ever appropriate, is to physically accost somebody. There you go. Stop back there. To physically accost somebody because they're wearing a piece of clothing that you object to. That's not going to fly, kids. Don't ever feel that entitled or that empowered. And this message needs to get out to some people fast. Because if you mess with my kid when he was 7, you were going to have bigger problems than you had anticipated. And I know there's some people who are just like me and worse. You're going to have much bigger problems than you had anticipated. My name is William Lawson. This is the Morning Report for August 24th, 2020, in the year of our Lord. I trust that you are going to have a super incredible, fantastic, amazing Monday. Until we see you again, go out there and learn something, love somebody, and for goodness sakes, take care of yourself. We will see you when we see you. Bye-bye now.
After my heart attack, cash from Active Care meant I had choices.
When I had cancer, cash from Active Care meant I didn't need to stress so much about money.
What is Active Care? Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. If you're diagnosed with cancer, a heart attack, or stroke, you could end up paying thousands of dollars or more in out-of-pocket medical bills. Active Care gives you protection at an affordable price. So, get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com. Someone you know has probably experienced cancer, a heart attack, or stroke. The odds of experiencing one of these are high, which could result in bills for thousands of dollars in out-of-pocket expenses. How would you pay for it? With your savings? There is another option. It's called Active Care. Active Care is a supplemental health insurance policy that offers protection for covered cancer, heart attack, or stroke, and a choice of cash benefit options from $10,000 to $60,000. And with Active Care, the cash is yours to use as you see fit. Active Care is brought to you by Colonial Penn Life Insurance Company and is underwritten by Washington National Insurance Company. Get Active Care for cash, choice, and control. Visit ColonialPenn.com for more information. This is a limited benefit policy. This policy has limitations and exclusions. For costs and complete details of coverage, visit ColonialPenn.com.